Well, my friends, this is a very special episode of The Audio Journal, and an episode of The Audio Journal that I'm going to allow to be a public post that anyone can listen to. It's a special day. You see, today is Thursday, November 14th, 2019. And it's currently 9:06 a.m., almost exactly to the minute, 5 years from the day and the moment that I decided to start living. What am I referring to? Well, I'm referring to a very special date known as, I believe it was Friday. At least that's what I'm assuming based upon some audio clips I pulled out of a particular podcast episode. Friday, November 14th, 2014. That was the day I released episode number 583 of Pursuing a Balanced Life, which is a podcast I used to produce, if you guys didn't know that. And the title of that episode was titled, The Day I Decided to Start Living. I'm going to read to you real quickly the show notes. It says, this episode of Pursuing a Balanced Life is all about starting a brand new chapter in my life. There was a temptation to start this off as a brand new podcast with this as my very first episode of that new podcast. In my heart, I know that for now, this story is best told here as a larger part of the story that I've shared in this podcast over the past 8.5 years. So that podcast existed for quite some time. It says here, moving forward, I will encourage people to start listening to this podcast starting with this episode. Why? Because this episode is all about the day that I made the decision to start living. That's right, my friends. 5 years ago. Now, if you guys will bear with me, I'm going to cover a little bit of background for those who may be new to my story. I'm not going to go super deep into it, but in January 2008, left the family business to pursue what I was doing in the world of podcasting, which for me, how I would describe that today, looking back with 2020 vision of hindsight, I was creating content that was entertaining, educational, encouraging, and inspirational. And it was having a powerful and profound and positive impact in the lives of everyone. Okay, practically everyone who was listening to it. Their lives were being transformed by the words they heard from the content that I created. How can I know that? Well, behind me, I have a shelf behind my desk. There is is it manila? Anyone, one of those large brown envelopes that is stuffed way too full. I can't even fit my fingers in it. And it's filled all the way up, as far as you can fill it up, with postcards and handwritten letters with messages from people all over the world. Places I didn't even know existed. I had never heard of Qatar before. I think it's Q-T-A-R. I have messages from people in Sri Lanka. And I mean, just like every place all over the globe, people were listening to the content that Stephanie and I were creating, the content that I was creating on my own, the content that I was creating with several friends of mine. There was a time I was putting out 7 to 15 podcast episodes a week. And people were writing letters and mailing them through the post. That I'm talking about, I had tons of emails. I had tons of electronic communication. But I have hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of physically handwritten notes, letters, postcards, greeting cards from people all over the world. And those letters, three of them, are from people who said, because of something that you shared, I made the decision not to commit suicide. because of something that you and your wife shared in a podcast episode, I made, well, three of them were people who had shared that they had been contemplating suicide for quite some time. And it was our content that definitely changed that. So three different letters of that nature. Then there was one person who wrote and told me of his story about how several years prior to finding our content, he had left his wife for a younger woman, completely abandoned his children, had not seen his kids in years. And as a result of Stephanie and I doing a podcast devoted to the TV show Lost and the crazy things that Stephanie and I would share off the topic of what was covered in the show, we would get really personal about our own experiences. And many people hated our show because we didn't just stick to the topic of the show and a scene-by-scene analysis, but we brought who we were authentically to that show. And this person explained about how something we had said in one particular episode of one particular podcast, and he said, as a result of that, it changed everything in my mind. I had never realized fill in the blank. And I have since, this was several months ago, I have since reconciled with my wife. Things aren't perfect, but we're together. And because of your podcast and the words you spoke and shared in that episode, my wife and I are together, and my kids have a dad again. And that's just a sampling of some of the things that we were getting in the mail and the emails that we were receiving. And I began to dream, what would life be like if I could do this for a living? And when I mean this for a living, have this impact in the world. Now, the thing is that I wanted to be able to leave my career as an insurance agent because I was an employee, and it was dictated that I would be there Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a one-hour break throughout the day, right? So that was my life. But the reality is I wanted to actually have, man, I just put every single one of those catchphrases that I'm trying to eliminate from my life. Woo! That was fun. It wasn't. That's an inside joke for those of you who listened to the most recent episode of the Audio Journal prior to this. I'm not going to go into details there. I'll just move on. But I wanted to be able to create content anytime throughout the day. I wanted to be able to receive an email that just came in and then immediately hit record and share a piece of content with the world, or at least outline it, or spend the next 25 to 35 minutes responding to this email that just came in. This person needs to hear from someone and needs to hear from them fast. And I feel called to and inspired to and led to respond fast right now in the moment. And that was happening more and more frequently. And that was consuming much of my workday when I was supposed to be doing insurance work, and I was being paid to do insurance work, and I wasn't doing insurance work, and I was out of integrity with what my commitments were. And I'm like, I gotta find a way to free up my schedule so that I can still provide for my wife and children financially and all of those things. But I want to be able to have the freedom and flexibility in my schedule to create this content, to outline that next episode, to produce and edit and to respond and interact and engage and create the community between these listeners that in the relationships that I need the freedom and flexibility to do this whenever I feel led to do it without the guilt that I'm not living up to a commitment that I've made to an employer. And so in January, I left my career as an insurance agent in a family-run insurance agency owned by my mom and dad that was started by my grandfather in 1937. I was next in line to take it over, financially secure, like nobody else's business. And I left all of that to pursue the life that I felt created to live, which was to entertain, educate, encourage, and inspire people to live the life for which they were created. However, through a lot of circumstances and events, I came up with a belief system that, okay, probably making my money from this content, making my money by encouraging and inspiring people, that's a whole lot more challenging than I thought it would be. What if I found some other marketable skill? I know people would, you know, people wanted insurance protection for their valuables, for their life, they wanted financial protection from loss, and insurance was a marketable skill, and I knew how to do that. And what could I offer on my own that would get it? There's a thing that people need that exists in the world that I have a gift or a talent to fill that need, and they would pay me to do it. And podcast coaching and consulting and the technical skills and answering technical questions, what mixer do I need? What cables? How do I create an RSS feed? How do I submit podcasts to here? How do I get this hum or hiss out of my sound? I was a pro at that. I'd spent many thousands of hours doing all that stuff for myself, and I was quite the pro at answering practically any technical related question that you had. And so I thus found a very lucrative career over the next decade of being known as the podcast answer man. Great news is that I really sucked at owning my own business and promoting and marketing myself. And I had all sorts of things that I needed to figure out. And financially, from my coaching, the first year of my business, things were rather slow. I mean, we made ends meet. It was difficult. It was challenging. But creating content and doing all that stuff that I left my day job for, I had the freedom, I had the flexibility. And so while it was the most challenging year of my life financially, it was the most fulfilling work I'd ever done in my life. And I'd done some pretty fulfilling work as an insurance agent. And I'd done some fulfilling work as a licensed minister in the Christian church. Those were the days. But nothing like what was going on in 2008, 2009, and every year since. But as I did learn how to be more successful in the area of business when it came to my coaching and consulting, I saw myself, the more financially successful my podcast, technical coaching, and consulting business became, the more busy that side of what the work that I did became, and the less and less time I had to create the content I felt inspired to create, the less and less time I had to interact and engage with those who emailed me, with those who wrote those handwritten letters. And over time, I became so wildly financially successful, but I lost touch with who I was created to be. I was chasing after, you know, I figured, you know, I'll just make all this money and then I'll one day have the freedom and flexibility to just not need to make all this money, and therefore I'll have all the free time to do all these things I feel called to do. And along the way, I thought that was a really great idea, and it wasn't. I mean, I'm happy with how things turned out, and I wouldn't change anything for the world because I learned through all my failures and all my mistakes. But one thing was for sure is I was not living fully the life for which I was created. I was on the path. I was on a journey towards it, never quite really understanding that it was within my grasp the whole time. So what happened was, financially, things, I mean, it's insane how well things turned out. I mean, I rose to the top of my industry. I had more success financially, business, all those other things that I could possibly imagined when I first launched my business. But I wasn't doing on a consistent basis what I felt most called to do. I had glimpses of this thing called my zone of genius, Big Leap. Gay Hendricks talked about this in his book, The Big Leap. I mean, I was able to coach and consult. I was able to do some mindset and coaching and encouraging and inspiring with some of my paid clients. But it was just a very rare percentage of them, a small percentage of the people I worked with through the technical aspects of coaching and consulting related to podcasting. It was just a small percentage that would allow me to speak into their lives in a powerful and profound way. Now, that lit me up when I had the opportunity, but I began to despise so much of the work that I was doing because it was keeping me from doing all this other stuff. And because I was despising so much of what I was doing, I just wasn't taking care of myself physically at all. And I had allowed myself over the years to, you know, go up and down in my weight journey and to the place where when it came to November 2014, I weighed nearly 300 pounds. I think at that time I was probably around 268, 272, somewhere around there, 276 maybe. I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked, but I know I was somewhere between 268 to 276. That I'm absolutely certain of. And then I recorded an episode where I talked about how my life had changed 5 years ago. And here's a little audio clip from the opening of that episode, and it has a little indicator about something that I kind of sensed might be a shift for me. The initial thought is that Pursuing a Balanced Life, this podcast that now has 583 episodes after I record this, might be the path that I was originally called to share this kind of stuff and where it will move in the future. I don't know. Well, I do know 5 years later, I did discover that creating mindset, life transformation type of content was exactly the direction I was heading. Exactly the direction. That was in November 2014. It took a significant amount of time for me to make the transition, but that was the beginning of it. I'm going to play that clip one more time. I want you to listen to those final words.
The initial thought is that Pursuing a Balanced Life, this podcast that now has 583 episodes after I record this, might be the path that I was originally called to share this kind of stuff and where it will move in the future. I don't know.
Maybe this was the path I was originally called to go down. Well, it took you long enough, Cliff Ravenscraft. Anyway, I wanted to share that clip with you. And what all changed for me 5 years ago? I had a coach in my life. Somebody that I respected. Somebody that I resonated with, somebody who over the years had already added so much value in my life from the technical aspects of something that I desired to get. For me, it was Ken Davis. He had already taught me so much in the technical aspects of becoming a better communicator from the public stage. I had attended his SCORE conference. I had spoken on his stage with Michael Hyatt through the Platform Conference. I had had so much coaching from him personally that radically transformed the way that I communicate with others and the ability for me to communicate in a powerful way. But then he came along and said, Cliff, I've been watching your journey as you've spoken on the various different events that we've hosted. You've been here, and I think you have a gift. I think you have a calling on your life. And I'm afraid that if things don't change for you, you may not be able to live out that calling for much longer. And he offered to mentor me in a completely different way. Now, many people may have thought that he offered to mentor me through the area of my health and physical fitness. And I've actually communicated it in that way for many different times over the past 5 years. But today, 5 years to the date and the hour from that original recording, I realized that's not what Ken Davis offered me. Yeah, he gave me some commitments. He says, listen, I want you to make a commitment to working out 6 days a week, every week for the rest of your life. I want you to make a commitment to, you know, learning how to eat healthier and stuff. I want you to make a commitment to run a sprint triathlon with me in 6 months from now. Yeah, all of that, but that's not what I'm offering to mentor you in. Here's another audio clip. This is the revelation.
There was something unique, and it was something inside of my spirit when Ken Davis says, Cliff, I want to mentor you. And he says, and by the way, has nothing to do with the food that you eat. It has nothing to do with working out. He wanted to mentor me in, what he offered to mentor me in, is not physical fitness and eating right and stuff like that, although that is definitely going to be a part of it. But he wanted to offer to mentor me in living fully alive. That's just the phrase that he gives to this. And I have a phrase that I've kind of adopted from my friend David Foster, and I want to live the life for which I was created. The whole idea for both of them, I want to live the life for which I was created. Ken Davis says, you want to live fully alive. There's a common strand between the two of them, a common string, if you will, between the two of these, and it's living fully, you know, living with purpose, living and not coasting, not dying. And it just spoke to me. It's like, wow. I felt in my heart and in my spirit that this is an opportunity that I do want to participate in. I will accept this offer from Ken to be mentored personally in this area of my life.
And I'm glad that I did. The fun thing is that I envisioned this was going to be, oh my gosh, I'm going to need to be checking in with him week after week, and I'm going to need pep talks, and I'm going to need all this other stuff. But he was an incredible coach and mentor in my life. We had a few initial conversations that were very critical for me in shifting my mindset. And then we touched base about once a month for a couple months. And then I was pretty much self-aware of where I needed to go. I had the transformation in my mind that I needed. And over the past many years, we just check in every now and then. I check in and say, hey, Ken, just want you to know, I'm still out here living fully alive. Here's a recent photo of me, by the way. And he's like, dude, that's awesome. Congratulations. And it reminds me of the importance of having a coach or a mentor, somebody who can help you read the label that's on the outside of the bottle that gives you the instructions you need to get to the next area of where you're supposed to go. And I'm thankful for the various mentors and coaches I've had in my life. The next one here, the next clip that I want to play for you, has to do with how I shifted my belief about who I was created to be. Now, I want you, as you're listening to this next audio clip, I want you to imagine I'm sitting in front of a microphone in a chair, and I've got this massively huge, gigantic, fat belly, and that I weigh almost 300 pounds as I'm saying these words.
I feel God created me to be under 200 pounds. I do believe that. I don't believe that I was created to be more than 200 pounds. I believe that I was actually created to be significantly less than 200 pounds.
And I will tell you that today, I am under 200 pounds. And not only am I under 200 pounds, I am significantly under 200 pounds. 5 years later, I am significantly under 200 pounds. I weighed in this morning, and I weighed in I think it was 183 even. It's where I'm hovering right now, somewhere between 179 to 183. And I anticipate that I'm going to drop all the way down to the 170s, the low 170s pretty soon. And I'm going to, just for the fun of it, attempt to go down to 165, just so I can say I'm 165. But if I had to guess my identity, I'll see where I'm at, what my body composition is at 165. But I'm going to find that sweet spot where I really feel like, okay, this body and this fat percentage, this is the body that I was created to live. Once I find that, that's where I'm going to camp at for the rest of my life. That's where I'm going to live fully alive. But this has never been about weight loss. And it's not even been about a focus of working out 6 days a week, every week for the rest of my life. Although those are the things that I often have talked about. But from the very beginning, my focus was this. Here, listen to this audio clip.
Moving forward, my focus is not intentional physical activity. My focus is not on eating healthy. My focus is not on having more margin in my life. My focus isn't on doing the right work at the right time. My focus is not productivity. My focus is not all. My focus is, am I living the life for which I was created?
That has been my focus for the past 5 years. Every freaking day I wake up, I ask myself this question. Am I willing to live today the life for which I was created? If I'm laying in my bed and I've set my alarm and I click that snooze button, I ask myself, today, am I created to live the life that would be the person who hits that snooze button? And you know what? There were times where, for whatever reason, I was up until midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and I set my alarm for 6 a.m. And I could have gotten out of bed, but I looked at the clock and I'm like, I'm going to hit that snooze button 5-10 times today. And you know what? I feel that that's the right decision for me to live fully alive today. I need a little extra little bits and pieces of some cat naps here. I'm just going to go ahead and take my power naps at the beginning of my day. But there were other days where I'm like, yeah, there's no, today is not the day. Today, living fully alive means getting up and going and doing this. And I have maintained those commitments that I made to Ken Davis. I ran that marathon with Ken Davis 6 months later. In fact, I ran that marathon the day that my dad died. My biological dad died the day I did that triathlon. I was down in Tennessee. I'm forever grateful for my friend Ray Edwards, who took my call in the middle of the night because I was like, I just learned that my dad died. Do I go back home and sit by the telephone and figure out what to do next, what my next steps are? Or do I stay down here in Tennessee and run this marathon and come back a couple hours later? And I'm thankful for the advice and the wisdom and the encouragement that I got from Ray, who took that call, and also from Ken Davis, who was there with me in Tennessee that morning. And by golly, I completed that triathlon. And I did it and devoted that entire event in my mind and in my heart to my dad. My life has been radically changed since November 14th, 2014. And it's not because I made a commitment to working out 6 days a week, every week for the rest of my life. It's not because I made a commitment to eating healthier. It's not because I made a commitment to change the approach of what I'm doing in my business or any of those other things. My life is what it is today because I decided to start living fully alive, the life for which I was created 5 years ago today. I made a commitment that every day I would live the life for which I was created. Every day my life would be intentional. That's why I'm living the life that I am today. I had a mentor and a coach who spoke words of wisdom, who helped me shift my perspective and my view on physical activity, who helped me understand and see the ideas and concepts of the necessary steps from a different perspective, helped me shift my belief systems around physical activity, eating, working, relationships. I had a coach who helped me understand things are not the way that I believed they truly were, the way I believed that they were, that life could be different if I would just shift my focus. I am so incredibly thankful for my focus on living fully alive. And the other thing that I want to share is one other clip. This one right here.
Day one is on November 14th. By the way, it's Friday. It's so normally when these things kick off for me, it's like, I know what I'm going to start. I'm going to start on the first of a month. I'm going to start on the first of a week. Why wait? Today it's Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the last day of the week. I'm starting today. I'm living today. It's 9:15 in the morning. I haven't looked at my first email yet. I'm living today.
Start today. That's my encouragement to you. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait till next month. Certainly don't wait till the new year. My question for you, are you alive? Are you alive on the inside? Are you living fully alive? Are you living every day a life that pulls you magnetically out of your bed, excited and eager to go through and do the things that you intentionally chose to do that day? Or are you dead inside, dreading all of the obligations that you have to do today? Either way, the choice is yours. I had lived so many years living alive a little bit here and there. It's okay for me to be dead inside when I do this 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, because within those 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week of being dead inside, there's a few moments here and there, a couple glimpses where I get to come alive. My friend, that is not the life for which you were created. You were created to be alive on the inside all day, every day. You were created to wake up in the morning and say, I get to go and do this today. I'm incredibly grateful and thankful for the opportunity to do this work, to go to this place, to celebrate with these people, to have the relationship where I could go and grieve with this person, to go visit this person and wish them well, to have the opportunities to feel alive on the inside, no matter what's going on externally. You were created to live a life that it doesn't matter financially what's going on with your bank account, whether you're $750,000 in debt, whether you're $250,000 in debt, whether you're $22,000 in debt, or you've got a net worth today with no debt and you have a net worth of $50 million. None of that matters as far as what you were created each and every day to feel inside. A sense of peace, love, abundance, contentment, significance, a sense of certainty in the midst of all of the craziness, a sense of variety and spice of life, connection, relationships, love, all of that you were designed for. Personal growth, continually, never-ending, never-ceasing growth, contributing to the greater good of others. These are all things you were created for. Every day your life is designed to be whole and complete, regardless of any external circumstances. And you can choose that life today, right in this moment. I encourage you to start living today if you're not already. And if you need a mentor or a coach, go find one. And I've said this before, and this is not a sales pitch. I don't need new clients right now. But if you've been sensing a nudging inside of you, man, I think I'm supposed to work with Cliff. Then reach out to me and we can discern that together. My email address is cliff@cliffravenscraft.com. And if we work this out together and I discern that it's not the right fit, or you discern it's not the right fit, I'm going to encourage you to go continue the process to find the mentor or coach that is the person that will be for you what Ken Davis was for me 5 years ago. But don't wait another day. Start the process today. Make a decision. Today is the day I'm going to start living. I did that 5 years ago, and I'm glad I did. If it weren't for that decision, I just imagine where my life would be today, and I know the path that I was on. I know the symptoms I was feeling in my physical body. And I can tell you that had I not made that decision, I'm almost certain that it wouldn't be a question of whether or not I'm living fully alive today. This is not me being overdramatic, but I question whether or not I would be alive today. And I think about the powerful, positive, profound impact in the lives of the clients that I've been able to work with through the Next Level Mastermind, through my one-on-one coaching, through the Free the Dream Conference, through all of the podcast episodes, the vlogs for my YouTube channel, and that I've syndicated out to Facebook, and all of the articles that I've written, and all of the email newsletters that I've sent. I just think about all of the impact and influence that I've been able to have over these past 5 years that are exponentially, like thousands of times, far greater than all of the previous years of my life combined because of one decision on December 14th, 2014, that today is the day I'm going to start living. I want you to know that you have an opportunity to exponentially, drastically transform every single area of your life if you will today make that decision to start living. That's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope you've enjoyed this free episode of the Audio Journal. And if you want to learn more about the audio journal, just head over to mindsetanswerman.com/audio journal. Until next time, my friends, I encourage you every day to live your life intentionally, fully alive, pursuing with everything you have the life for which you were created. Mindset and Answer Man.